I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy cloudy gray sky first Monday of 2021. Happy New Year, everybody. It's time for the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank just made it easier for schools to get the pandemic supplies they need now so education can continue. The Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts so they can buy personal protective equipment, Wi-Fi access, and more to keep everyone healthy and learning. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. Okay, as Sarah sort of just mentioned, there is rain expected all day today, so that's
not
your weather.
Not one of those nice days.
No.
But we need the rain. Mm-hmm.
In fact, speaking of, real quick, before I get to other stuff, and this is one of those tragic stories that I normally wouldn't do just because it's just tragic. There's no way to spin it, except that what's happening on the coast right now, we've had huge surf for a week, maybe a couple weeks, and it's going to continue. Up in the North Bay, two kids were swept into the ocean. They were playing close to the water on Blind Beach. Do you know that?
I don't.
This is in Sonoma County. They say it's a Blind Beach in Jenner.
Oh, that's way north.
Okay, that's way north. All right. They say these two kids were swept into the ocean. Their dad jumped in to save them. The dad has passed, and the kids are now considered... It went from rescue to recovery. The mom was on the beach as well. The ocean is not to be played with. So if you are, I know that a lot of people have been headed to the beach lately due to the pandemic and having nothing to do. Stay far from the water. Just that's all I can tell you. It's the big seas right now. Have a tendency to show one thing for a long period of time. And then a huge freak set will wash through and change that water line by 30 or 40 feet. So you cannot be sitting there, especially with your back to the water.
I just can't imagine what that family went through, my God.
Yes, you're right.
Just wanted to go to the beach for the day.
Well, and every parent can imagine going, yes. Oh, no, no, not on my watch, and then finding themselves in those kind of seas. Even if you're a strong swimmer, you're not going to do well. One of our texters wrote, Vin, did you hear about pro surfer Mikey Wright saving a drowning woman in Oahu on the North Shore? Yes, that video is everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So that's another story, totally different from the one I'm doing now, which is tragic and there's no upside. This surfer was sitting there having a beer on the North Shore in Hawaii. They see a woman go into start to get swept away, and you can hear him saying she's going to need to be saved. And then less than a minute passes. He hands his phone, puts his beer down, runs into the water, and they have video of him saving this lady.
Oh, my God.
And he's now being called a hero and a legend, and he did save her. There's no question.
And he was paying enough attention to notice that she was going to need some help.
Right. Well, that's the thing about the ocean. It seems romantic and fun and neat, but it's not a pool.
Right up until you're fighting it.
Right. And it doesn't work like that. So, yeah, that was a big story in the surf world. I don't know how many of you heard
it. Oh, there he is. No, I didn't hear it.
Yeah, that's him saving this lady. What? Look at her. Sweet. She's just being swept along. Sorry if you're not able to see the video I'm looking at. But, yeah, he jumps out, heads her off, and then they continue to get pounded for two or three waves at least before he gets her to the sand. But the ocean right now is serious. So, again, if you're locally, if you're headed to the beach today, stay far back from the water line.
Damn, that looks like a nightmare. Oh, they're just tumbled.
Yeah, they're getting pounded. There's one more coming, I think, before he gets her out of there. Here it is, right behind him.
Yeah, trying to get her up. Boom. Oh, boy.
That's how that works. So there's that, everyone. Where to from here? Oh, I'll do the story I teased you with. So Facebook friending. It seems like a pretty simple thing. You friend request,
and then you're friends.
And then you're right.
There's
a 29-year-old guy named Caleb Bursick of Williston, North Dakota. Caleb used to work at an oil well maintenance company with 39-year-old Robert Thomas. Caleb was recently laid off, so he's got time on his hands there in North Dakota. Last month, he sent a Facebook friend request to Robert, his former coworker. Oh. Robert didn't accept it.
Uh-oh.
Caleb started sending him Facebook messages telling Robert, hey, accept my friend request. So now he's being confrontational about not getting his friend request accepted.
Okay.
That eventually led to this message. Accept my friend request or I'm going to murder you.
Oh.
Is it possible Robert just hadn't checked in on Facebook in a couple days? Or?
Totally possible, right? Absolutely. The day after Christmas, Caleb went to Robert's house and kicked in the front door.
Oh.
I will not be ignored, Robert. One of Robert's family members called 911 and Caleb was arrested for burglary and terrorizing a grown man mad about not being accepted as a Facebook friend.
That is, that's what it's
stupid.
Come to, huh?
Stupid beyond belief? Yeah.
Yeah. Find some new friends. You don't work there anymore. Like, he doesn't.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Also, it's, you know, people, not everyone's on Facebook as much as you are, Caleb. Like, just. Maybe he hasn't seen
well,
it.
Well, look.
Oh, I don't know. He posted like three things. I'm going to burrow your bunny.
The loneliness that the pandemic has created. I'm not trying to, you know, say that this guy, you know, I'm not justifying his behavior.
No.
But I realize that there's an incredible amount of isolation happening to people. Somehow this became important to him. I can only assume that's because he's sitting alone in his home and keeps checking.
Refresh.
Yeah.
Refresh.
And can't believe this guy.
Hey, are we friends yet?
I thought we were buddies.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you just work together and your coworkers are friendly because that's what we do towards each other, right?
Right. Right, I just need to get through the day.
Right. Dude, I work with
yes,
you, yeah.
Yes, Caleb, you're hilarious. Oh, you're getting laid off? Oh, that's too bad. Oh, I never have to see you again? No, we can't be friends on Facebook. Oh, Caleb, poor thing.
There's the vote count, I believe, is happening in Georgia right now for the runoff. It's going to be interesting to see how that goes. And also the inauguration for President-elect Biden is on the 20th, so a couple weeks away, everyone. I believe that'll make it official,
right?
Yeah,
we'll see about that.
Is that going to make it official? Will that remove all this recount talk?
I'm going to get on the phone with anybody who can find votes for me, and I'm going to make that happen. And please don't take me anymore.
Unbelievable. Anyway, so there's a couple things that are going on. I wanted to mention football season is now over. The 49ers had a rough season with a lot of injuries, and I believe the coach even said, I'm glad the season's over.
Yeah, ooh, that was a...
Just happy to not have to go and play another game.
Yeah, well, we want to go home and not be in Arizona anymore.
Right. But so the playoffs are set now, and we've got a big weekend of football ahead. So, you know, if you're pandemic, stuck in the house, housebound, I guess is the way to word that.
Yeah.
You got a good weekend of football ahead. I know that's, you know, 4 or 5 days away, but the Saints will play the Bears. The Seahawks will play the Rams. The football team will play Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Which football team?
Washington football team. You know, I heard it was on in the background last night, the Sunday night football game, and it was Washington football team playing for their spot in the playoffs. And Chris Collinsworth, I believe he accidentally said Redskins, but I thought, I wonder how much trouble he'll be in for, yeah, that's someone who's probably said that name 100 million times in his broadcast life, probably slipped out, but I wonder if he got in trouble or called into a meeting.
I'm sure it's like, there have certainly been some confusing name changes for us over the years,
sure,
with various clients, et cetera. And, you know, stuff slips out. The guy's a pro. I'm sure they just said,
well,
don't let that happen again.
Tom Brady's going to play Washington football team. Buffalo Bills will play Indianapolis Colts. Let's see here. Steelers play the Browns and the Titans play the Ravens. Lots of good games coming up next weekend. No Pats. No Niners.
But the Browns are in, so congratulations.
No Raiders. Nope, Raiders didn't make it either. Huh? Weird. Oh, I haven't been able to watch football like I want. Even though I'm trapped in the house, I just can't tie together the minutes.
Yeah, I don't think the girls like football.
No.
Much. Yeah.
Nope, it's, they won't let me watch it. Hey, you know what we should put on?
Football?
No, I mean, I'm sitting here watching something. What do you mean what we should put on? This is what's on.
Yeah.
Dad, you know what we should watch?
Yeah. You're looking at your computer, Dad. You're not even watching
attention.
TV.
Yeah.
Get out of here with that.
You can get that remote.
Anyway, this is one of those old laws on the books that they've had to, or they have finally removed.
Yeah.
A town in Indiana. Let me see if I have the town name.
Is it French Lick?
LaGrange, Indiana.
Oh, all right.
They say the town of LaGrange just got rid of an anti-hippie ordinance that passed 50 years ago in 1971. The law banned gathering of more than 500 people that lasted over 12 hours and was a direct effort to avoid ever having hippies descend upon their town like they did in Woodstock.
Dirty hippies.
The town officials decided to get rid of it after they did a sweep of antiquated laws last month and went, oh, I don't think we need this one anymore.
Yeah.
So the anti-hippie law has been removed from the books. You know what's weird is when the Dead used to play. I grew up in Irvine, California, which is in Southern California, and the Dead would play Irvine Meadows, and all of their followers would descend on town and be there. I was surprised that they got away with it. They did it forever. And they would stay for days trying to thumb rides to the next show or trying to sell whatever
rock.
They... That's one of my favorite stories is guy with rocks on his hood. Rocks, like they picked up off the side of the road. Mm.
Nothing special, rocks. Just
I'm
rocks.
I'm selling these rocks for gas money to get to the next show, man.
It's a rock from the parking lot of the Dead. Come on.
Right.
That's worth a buck.
No thanks. Although I did do, you know, LSD at the parking lot and watch their show. So, you know, it worked for me, but I do know some towns are like, oh my God, the hippies are here
like
and they haven't
the
left
trail.
Yet.
So here, let's go give them bus money.
Right. That's what I mean. All right, our text number is 800-400-3697. The joy in this person's text is clear, and I'm so happy for them. 510 says, I'm pregnant. 2 years of trying and I'm pregnant. Confirmed this morning.
Oh, how exciting. It's a little early to be yelling about it, but it's, you know, congrats.
Yeah, I really hope that's all good.
Me too.
707 says, if you're not friends on Facebook, the person receiving the message can't see it unless they know to go find it. Wait, what? Yeah, I don't go to Facebook that much anymore. And when I do, there's a lot of stuff that pops up that makes me go, oh, I haven't been here in a while. Yeah. I could see that the person wouldn't in their life, if they're busy, they haven't even noticed Robert's text or
friend requests.
Right.
Yeah. That I should, yeah, mm-hmm. They're like unknown to them that someone's freaking out.
Right. Until he shows up at your house, battens down the front door.
Right.
And
kicks down the front door.
Right.
Happy New Year, guys, says 510. Great to have you all back on the air. Thank you.
It's good to be back.
Uh-huh.
Gonna get our routine back. It's gonna be great.
And that 408 text about the surfer, his name is Mikey Wright, and you can look it up. It's a rescue he did on the North Shore. The video's viral. It's everywhere. So if you want to see what we were talking about, you can look that
Hold
up.
My be-
Sorry.
Hold my beer is
Hold
right.
My beer.
Hold my beer. I was going to say, I'll post that to the Seraphy Facebook page.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Oh, sorry. You guys are sounding like Peanuts characters this morning. Blah, 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 blah. It's too early to listen to you guys. First day back to work after 2 weeks off. It's going to be tough to work for the first 3 hours. LMAO. Oh, so they're having a problem, not us.
Are we want, want, want?
No, they are first day back after 2 weeks.
We're too chatty. I see.
They're slow to get going.
We'll try to tone it down a little for you. So you can
Sarah.
Yara.
Says 406.
Where's 406?
You would love that 70s show.
I'm sure I would. I mean, it ran and ran and ran for so many seasons, but I just never, I don't think I've ever watched a single episode.
Yeah, it's only been on in like, because that channel was on for me. I've never actually watched it.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, mostly music news. I've got a couple of end of the year things that we'll do roundup wise, and I do have a death we'll start with. Hooray! After these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.